I can understand that.
Good morning. This is your branch president, Ken Hodge. This morning's Pulse Rap Session is one of those rap sessions I probably should avoid, but you know me. Here we go. Over the past few months, I read on a website and I hear a lot of heartache with concern to this F1 scheduler or convenient or whatever they want to refer to their scheduler as. Let's go with F1. Well, let me say something to you, mail handlers, how we can help ourselves. Number one, if you are a level 4 employee, not authorized a driving bid, I'm going to ask that you bite the bullet on thinking about yourself and think about the craft for a second. And what I mean by that is, if you are a level 4 not authorized to drive, how about if we stop getting on equipment to make our job easier? And I'm going to say that again. If you are a level 4 not authorized to go to higher level, level 5, but you go to level 5, or excuse me, you begin to drive pit equipment to make your job easier, I'm asking that you stop that. And let me tell you why. Because what happens is, you now do level 5 work at a level 4 pay, and management uses your efficiency to allow them to reduce the number of mail handlers in our complement. Yeah, and that's exactly what I mean. On the dock, if you are a foot soldier, be a foot soldier. Don't get on a piece of equipment to make your job easier, because although you might make your job easier for the moment, you really kind of screw the craft over in the long run. Now, if you feel you need to drive, then approach your supervisor, get permission to drive, and then have a 1723 filled out for you, and then drive. But as far as you just taking it upon yourself to do that, I'm going to ask that you stop doing that, because again, you hurt the craft more than you help. And as we keep right on this F1 scheduler concept or topic of conversation, I'm beginning to see in the plant I work, Columbus, a lot of craziness being done by mail handlers with respect to scanning. Management started posting names and total number of scans for mail handlers, which I think is beautiful. But now mail handlers are riding around just scanning to have their name put on that board. Well, on one hand, okay, I get the fact that you want to be recognized, but on the other hand, you really want to slow down and think about your demonstrated ability. That's this new thing the management, postal management, like to tell you about, because they understand there are no standards for what we do. So the smart manager now tries to discipline employees based on their demonstrated ability. And if every night you are registering 180 to 250 scans, do not become upset when they expect that from you every night, because you're showing them you can move that much mail. You know you're not moving mail like that. And again, excuse me, let me be real careful about this. If you have 280 legitimate scans, then you should have no problem duplicating it every night. But if you're riding around just scanning things so that your scan numbers increase, you're doing yourself a major disservice, because when they start to look at your scans, and again, I'm sure that's going to be factored into the next round of F1 catastrophes, then we have ourselves to blame. Even with good data, Columbus management can't process it right. So you know what we're going to get when we get garbage data. So I say to you, if you're not a driver, don't drive. And if you are required to scan, scan legitimately. Scan at the close point. Scan when you bring the mail out to the dock. Scan the mail that you transport. Again, let's stop riding around just collecting high number of scans, because that's only going to hurt you in the long run. This is your president saying, have a wonderful day, and I'll see you around the plant. You know, before we leave, I just want to make one additional point. And that is, as I transport mail from the flat unit out to the dock, way more times than not, I'm watching mail handlers that work on the dock pulling 2 and 3 cages of mail. Now, I'm only going to repeat to you what you heard in orientation, because I know George has told you this. If you're not on pit equipment, you should be transporting one piece of equipment at a time. And I'm going to tell you, you keep pulling 2 and 3, might not bother you today, but a couple of weeks, a couple of months of doing that, now you are doing that unnecessary repetitive motion that's going to cause you maybe injuries forever. How about if we do the work the way the post office has trained you to do the work, and stop taking shortcuts that put greater demand and greater stresses on your physical ability to do the work. Again, if you're on the dock, you should be moving one piece of equipment at a time, not 2 or 3 APCs. And the fact that you're the only person in a 11-man unit, don't let that motivate you to work unsafe and damage your body. The post office would like to have you work there. This isn't a temporary job. This is career employment. And I'm pretty sure that they have their work rules and regulations designed so that you can have a healthy, lucrative, and happy career working there. Again, let's work within the guidelines set forth. Stop moving multiple pieces of equipment if you're not on a piece of pit equipment, and let's just work smarter and not harder. This is Branch Prez saying, have a great day.